Industrial Talk is brought to you by TX1. Now, you know cybersecurity is important if you're on this digital transformation journey. TX1 Networks has the solutions for you. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, they're going to be complex. They're going to be difficult. No, TX1's taken that into consideration, and they provide a suite of solutions that truly meet your cybersecurity needs. Go out to txone-networks.com and find out more. You're not going to be disappointed. Also, Industry IoT Consortium. At Industrial Talk, we always talk about education. We always talk about collaboration. We're always talking about innovation. And if you're a business that has any desire to be resilient to the future, you need to be able to educate, collaborate, as well as innovate with other industry professionals. That's a must. Industry IoT Consortium brings that all together. You need to be a part of this community. You need to be connected with these leaders that are all a part of the Industry IoT Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. Again, you will not be disappointed. You're just going to be happy. All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. We were on site at IoT Solutions World Congress. Barcelona, Spain was the location. Absolutely excellent event. And that's where I connected with Bettina Rotterman. And she isn't, you need to connect with her. You need to go out to LinkedIn. You need to find Bettina. You need to just be a part of her network, because she is an absolute digital rock star that you must connect with, because you're about to change the world, and she's changing the world. Also, Siemens just launched this accelerator. I'm right on the website right there. Right on the website, and it's the Open Digital Business Platform for accelerating your digital transformation. Yeah, it's right there. You need to find out more. You need to learn more. There's a button that says learn more. Go out to Siemens.com, find out more. Reach out to Bettina, because this conversation is absolutely wonderful, and it is women in technology is the subject. So enjoy the conversation with Bettina.
Hey, Dan. You're a legend. Again, I'm going to go back and I'm going to put this on in our conversation, just because you are a legend. I met Bettina virtually. She blew my socks off. She's got massive digital skills, and I don't know how she does it. And she's able to communicate it in a way that even I understand. And that's quite a challenge. How you doing, Bettina?
And now I'm blushing.
Get out of here.
How you doing?
Well, you should. I'm doing well. Thanks, man. Check it out. Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Me too.
I mean, the heck, I'm like the guy that brings the six pack of beer. I don't really have it. Like, hey, he's a fun guy.
I can help you to digitalize that.
Digitalize the six pack. Well, then let's just make it a case. Let's just leverage technology. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to go out for. You're leaving tomorrow.
I'm leaving today.
You're leaving today. Yes. That's right. So we didn't get a chance to have a bourbon or anything.
No, that's the problem.
That is a problem. Because you're a busy person, because everybody wants to talk to Bettina.
I am.
Because
yeah, I'm busy to talking to other great people and getting inspiration and exchange and finding similarities and working on new projects.
See? Too bad. You're just an awesome person. All right. For the listeners, let's do it again. If you have not caught our original conversation on Industrial Talk, go out to industrialtalk.com, type in Bettina, you'll find her, because she's the only Bettina out there. And it, going forward, she's the only. Now, I'm not going to have any other Bettinas. I'm going to just have to push them away. I said, nope, Bettina's the one. Give us a little background real quick, Bettina, who you are, and then we're going to talk about women in tech.
Exactly.
Next.
So I'm Bettina Rotermund. I work for Siemens now for 4 years, which is 2 years longer than my average tenure with companies, which speaks for Siemens pretty well. I'm responsible at Siemens for the strategic marketing and the sector of IoT, digital transformation, and business transformation.
Mouthful. It's a mouthful.
Yeah. I love my job.
You're the one that can do it. That's for darn sure.
Actually, I have a great team. I have great leaders around us. We have bright minds. We work super close together with our customers and partners. It's like the biggest playground I could have hoped for. So I'm very happy. I'm a happy camper where I am.
But you, what is cool about the whole thing is that there's a lot of buzz around what's happening with digital transformation and all the technology, the innovation that's going. And then, you know, everybody's saying, hey, I could do this and do this. And the use cases are getting developed and everything is just all wonderful and exciting. You know what the problem is? The average guy like me, who doesn't have the intellectual horsepower like you, is hard. I have a hard time keeping up with all of the changes and all of the things that can happen. It's just there's a velocity that I really do.
The change is unprecedented, and that's for sure. And that's not only the change, it's the complexity that
is increasing.
So we did a lot of surveys, and we talked to customers, and we did a lot of deep dive workshop with customers to figure out what is it that they truly need. And usually when you talk to customers over your usual visits, they report on the symptoms that they see and that they experience, but sometimes it's not, or most of the times it's not the root cause. So it really takes time and a systemic approach to go deep and to figure out what are the underlying patterns that hinder people to do IoT or to be successful or to change their operations for the better. And so this is where we help, and this is where we come in to say, here is a place where you can see this is the art of the possible. Other people have done it before, which make it more easy to adapt to what is already existing and what is proven and to move on from there, not starting from scratch. Yeah,
I think the market is screaming for that. I think we've got to venture beyond a hypothetical. Yeah, it can do this, but where? And point and have the real something that's touchable, smellable. Like there it is right there. And it's doing this. And this is the value proposition. And recognize that I see customers, they're all dealing with their own set of challenges. So you got to start there to figure out what the problem is, what they're looking for and how to solve it, but then, you know, be able to use some use case. But that's not what we're going to talk about. We can definitely riff on that for a long time, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about women in technology. You're here. You were at this conference. You were on a panel talking about women in technology. Can you explain to the listeners what that was?
First of all, it was great fun because I had a bright, super intelligent, powerful woman like Jessena Polina and Alicia Asin Perez and Nancy Zukowski around me. And Jessica and Alicia being CEOs of RealAir and Libellium. And the fun fact is we all showed up for the let's say, pre-read to this thing in bright red colors that everybody, you know, by design, but individually. And we just said, yeah, we're here to make a statement on why we need more diversity in the sector and how we can help and that we are up for leveraging our personal platforms in order to do this.
So I think it's a no-brainer. Don't get me wrong. I'm just looking for the right person, the right insights, the intelligence, the smarts. So is there still a reluctance to, or is there an encouragement to direct women to technology? What's the beef?
The problem is multifold, and that makes it so difficult to tackle because you have systemic issues, you have individual issues, you have geopolitical issues. I mean, the easiest is to say, let's install a quota and then it will be cured in a couple of years, which probably is not the case because if you install quotas, but then you do not have then female leaders that feel belonging to the culture and feel happy where they are, it's never going to work. So you can look at, is there a diversity? And I mean, for us also at Siemens, diversity is so much more than just gender diversity. We talk about diversity, inclusion, and belonging. And that means everybody is welcome to the party. Everybody is not only allowed to dance on the party, but we want everybody to dance in order to enrich our culture because we not only believe, we see proven by a lot of studies, the more diverse your team is, the more resilient, the more sustainable, the more successful solutions that you're going to produce. So, but I mean, for society, it's the easiest to look into gender diversity first, and maybe we stick to that here. The problem is, if you look at a typical pyramid and you want to have more leaders on top, you need to grow them from the bottom. They are not just falling from the sky. So actually it starts in school. It starts in how kids are taught mathematics. Mm-hmm. Then it starts on what is the perception on the technology sector. So I dropped math in 12th grade because I just simply was not good at it. I couldn't find any meaning in mathematics.
Whatever.
This is exactly what people perceive, or what females perceive. If you want to go in technology, you need to be an engineer and you need to be good in mathematics. This is the chain that they see. This is what we present to the outside world. So there is so much more needed in technology. You need UX UI designer. You need customer success managers. You need to have people that understands the buyer journey in order to present them the right portfolio to match their needs. And there is so much more needed. You need management skills. Yeah, you need to have social skills like hell, because in order to be able to reduce this complexity and to maneuver through ever getting more volatile times, you need different skill sets. But this is not what we talk about technology to the outside world, and thus also with a lack of role models, young females look at the thing and says, there's nothing in it for me. And this is why we are lacking people, or we are lacking young female talents moving into technology. And then comes the systemic issue, and then they need to move all through the hierarchies of the super companies that we see and need to stay there and not being, you know, completely disappointed by, I cannot work flexible, I want to become a mom who's taking care of the kids, etc. So there's a lot of issues that we have to tackle. And also when it comes to the systemic issue of the bias that we all have, it is a young female talent would say something and then somebody else would he phrase it 30 minutes later, and then it's regarded to be his idea. There's less protection in the way. Okay, thanks for just repeating what Jessica, God. Nina, Jill, whoever said in the first place. This is something that is also very hard to tackle. And this is just only one thing I can report of an incident I had years ago when I entered the boardroom in one of my employers. And then somebody said, oh, the decoration is entering the room. And so this is something I would say, okay.
I'm sorry for laughing, but
the heat is on.
Oh, God.
And that is either you're prepped for that. Yeah. And I say, okay, I take it with a good portion of humor and let's see who's laughing in the end. Or you just, you know, you're hurt by it because it's like sandpaper on your skin. Yeah.
No, it is. I think if to try to unravel what you were saying, I think that one thing that I gravitate to is the education component, instilling that passion in the beginning, having the institutions, the education institutions that encourage that. I think that's so important. And to your point, I mean, you don't have to be a whiz at math. I wasn't, but then, you know, you have other skills and other abilities. But I think that encouraging from a young youth on up, I think that's encouraged. Let me ask you this about Siemens. With that said, you've got a culture, you've got certain passions about that diversity, inclusion, all of that good stuff. That's all fantastic. So how does Siemens, an organization, be able to take the women, the woman, the workforce, and then begin to work them up? There's a program associated for that?
Yeah, we have several programs because they are not always working on a global scale. Yeah, you need to take the local circumstances into consideration. It might be something working in the US, but it's not working in India. Yeah, because the social setting and context is completely different. So there are a lot of local elements and activities. There is a global equity program that we launched, and that has a lot of sub segments and sub activities in order to really dig into all the different areas that I just mentioned. Yeah, there you have a bias, you have the opportunity to source the talents in and make them grow, so to speak. And that is, it has a completely different facets. And that also is very nice because then the young talents can look into where do they feel belonging, what speak to them in terms of the activity that they then also can choose and are maybe also eligible for. And for us, it's very important also to put the role models in place. And the role models is not just somebody like me who's fighting for the ones that are stepping into my footsteps, but it is something about male advocacy. And that is what Jessica Polina yesterday brought up. It's not about male allies, because male allies is just like, yeah, I would jump in if need. Yeah. But it's more a passive role that that is behind it. If you're talking about male advocates that are male making an effort in order to help young females rise and thrive, and this is what we also look for, what are the male advocates that make an effort, that make room and space and share their knowledge and are happy in order to make young females thrive in the organization.
Is there a mentor type of outside of the male? I get that. Yes. They've got to step up. They've got to not, whatever. They've got to be supportive and all of that good stuff and help. Is there a mentor program that, let's say, hey, Bettina, mentor her or whatever it might be?
Yeah, it's, we have this and we have that in literally every business unit, because this also designed around what are the needs in that business unit that help female rise to the top. Yeah, so you need work skills, you need soft skills, you need personal skills, and that all needs to work together. So I personally am involved in two programs. The one is the Sponsor Her program, yeah, where you find the senior
Sponsor Her.
Exactly.
Got it.
Where you find senior leadership people, male and female, and you figure out who chemistry-wise and knowledge-wise would fit best to each other. And then you have the sessions, you have counseling, you have coaching and mentoring sessions with these young talents. And that proves to be super successful because you come from the same area. You know what's working, what's not working. You can share your knowledge pool. You understand what is the specific situation that person is in, and it's easier to help. That's the one thing that's working in a lot of areas, under a lot of flags, which I'm heavily involved in. I love this working because also I get so much back from this young talents, yeah, and I learn from them the same as they might learn from me.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the youth insight.
Yeah, and it's not only youth. Sometimes the gap in age is not even that big, but it's the gap in the hierarchy. And that comes with totally different shapes and sizes, yeah? And the second thing that I'm doing, I'm active in our Grow to Glow network, and that is a women for women or female for female network where we find also sponsors and coaches and leaders that help other people thrive. And I mean, we look at it and says, yeah, that coaching is a nice thing, but it's really, it does make a difference to the lives of so many people. And I'm just giving you an example. In one of my sessions that I had speaking in front of a bigger group of these coaches, a young female stepped on and said, Bettina, I need an advice. Do you recommend adapting to more male behavior in order to be more successful in the company? And I was just like, oh, hang on.
And?
Yeah,
what,
and I was just like,
what did you say?
No, I had to digest it, and I said, hey, give me a second to think about it. And I, in my mind, there was this swirl of, what does that mean? Does that mean she needs to speak in low voice? Does that mean she needs to show up only in decent black, gray, white, colorful dresses?
Right.
Does she need to make a, you know, whatever, cut her hair? I don't know. So there were a lot of things in at the same time in my mind, and the answer was, don't you dare.
God, that's beautiful. I was getting ready. I was holding my breath. I was going to say, you better not say yes, because
no,
I was going to want to. Yes.
Way. So for me, it was, and then everybody was looking at me and I said, this will be two steps back. Don't do this. Whatever you need in order to thrive and to excel and to feel strong and having somebody your back, call me in anyway, anytime, 24/7. I'm here. But we need more diverse thinking, behavior. We know that diversity is a success criteria for the future. So what happens if you copy male behavior? This is making it even worse. So this is not what we want. But we are living in this friction time. Yeah, we are seeing declining the one leading culture and making room for other cultures that move in. And in this X in the middle, this is the friction phase. And this is where everybody is in. And that's why you cannot step back. You need to step up. And my job is to make sure that the young females have a problem-solving pool that they can tap into and say, if this situation occurs, I'm prepped because I have spoken that through with Bettina and I'm much stronger. I feel much more prepped for this one and I can stand the storm if it arises. So this is what we all need to do, stepping up and making an effort in order to work against the bias and making these young females.
You're a rock star.
I do. I think you're...
I love that conversation.
I just enjoy my job.
Nah, you do. You're pretty spectacular.
Oh gosh.
Because I think you're hitting on all cylinders on all of these topics. I was just when that young lady walked up to you and said, "Do I need to be more?" I would go, "No. I don't want that.
Never ever."
So somebody's out there saying, "Gosh, I want to know more about Bettina. How do they get a hold of you?"
I'm easily to find on LinkedIn. It's Bettina Rothermund from Siemens. So you'll find
it. And do I have to say it like that? Because I won't, because I can spell it. It's going to be out on Industrial Talk.
Exactly.
See? What did I tell you, listeners? Again, she does not disappoint. Not at all, man. All right. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right, listeners, we are once again day 3 IoT Solutions World Congress. We are broadcasting live. Great venue, great people, great professionals like Bettina all around here. So put that on your bucket list. We are going to wrap it up on the other side, so do not go away. We're going to have all contact information for Bettina and then some at Industrial Talk. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Again, thank you very much, Bettina, for being on Industrial Talk. You are a rock star, a digital rock star. Thank you very much. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for speaking about women in technology. Important conversation. Excellent job. Also, listener, go out to Siemens.com. Siemens Accelerator is out there, right on the homepage, right there with the Learn More button. This is to accelerate your digital transformation. Yeah. You need to be in the digital transformation game. You do. And you need trusted individuals to help you with that journey. That's right, Bettina. Team Siemens, absolutely a must. Wonderful. Industrial Talk is creating a platform dedicated to industrial education. Please support us in every way possible. All right. Be bold. Yep. Be brave. Yep. Dare greatly. You guys are just absolute incredible individuals, you in industry. So hang out with people who are bold, brave, and daring greatly, and you're going to change the world. Thank you very much for what you're doing. We're going to have another great conversation shortly.